us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
A chilly, blustery autumn morning this Friday morning from John Graham Primary.
Is it lovely to have us here?
Yes, it is. Like my youngest, always when we get in the car, he tells them, put Smile FM. I was surprised them. They didn't know you guys were around, so I was like, Quickly finish, so we can get here.
Celebrating 105 years. I mean, that is spectacular. An institution, a landmark, a part of this community with such heritage, such legacy. The leaders that have come through the school, the sporting field stars. It's just such an incredible school with that amazing history. And a man who takes the reins as principal is Andre Engel. Mr. Engel, thank you so much for having us at your school this morning.
Good morning, Ryan. Good morning to you and your listeners.
Thanks for getting up. People think, oh, you've got to get up early. You're a principal. You get up early every single morning like we do.
Absolutely. A year by just before 7 o'clock every morning.
Yeah.
Leave later, but you know, that's part of the job.
Absolutely. And a school that celebrates, I see on the board as you come in that Founders Day is around the corner, 105 years. I mean, that is some serious history in this community.
Actually, Ryan, we're 106 years this
sure.
year.
Sure.
And so we're like those teenagers. Don't say we're 50, we're 60. Yeah, our school wasn't always located in this area.
Okay.
We originally in the Wynberg area. I don't know if you're familiar with Witwatersrand High School.
Yes.
So that was our original site. And then we moved to here. So we've been here since 1957. You know, from here we've hived off. We've had Plumstead Prep originate from here, and Simon van der Staal, who's in Wynberg as well. So
yes.
All the Afrikaans learners were rallied up and said, well, we don't have space for you anymore. And so they started off Simon van der Staal.
Got you.
And then the space became too small. And then so from substandard A1, I think it was sub A1,
okay,
sub A and standard 1 and 2, moved to what Plumstead Prep is today. And so a lot of our learners come from Plumstead Prep.
Got you. And you, at the location of where you've ended up now and where you are, I mean, this is, you're surrounded by one of the closest-knit communities in the Western Cape. And we're always talking about community and sense of community, but you definitely get that from the surrounds of where the school is based.
Absolutely. You know, we're like a little, almost like a little ghost school. You know, no one really knows about us because the people who live around the school come to the school. And so we didn't really have to advertise and broadcast quite far and wide
yes.
to get our clientele.
Yeah.
And so we love the idea of being known as a community school and a family school. And
yes.
I think that fits in with, you know, the sort of culture that you're looking for at your radio station as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. I love the fact that you talk about the near vicinity. You're very fortunate. There are very few areas in the Western Cape that have a wide variety of option for the next level of their education. And you look at high schools, then you go like, where do we begin? You literally have your learners leaving here, and the choices that await them in terms of high schools are plentiful.
If you are at a particular high school,
yes.
So these John Graham learners are doing so well, you know, we want
yeah.
more of them,
then,
you know, so, yeah, so they're spoiled for options here.
I look at some of the success stories that have come through here, and we can highlight a few of them, and we will throughout the course of today, but you talk about a sense of being well-rounded, and that's the sense you get.
Yeah.
You not only have great academics, but on the sports front, you've got phenomenal sports people that have come through the school's doors. It really is that, an all-rounded education, an all-rounded system that you've got in place for your kids.
Absolutely. You know, we try to create sort of balanced citizens. You know, we don't want our learners leaving the country. You know,
sure.
We want them to stay here,
exactly.
pay taxes,
sure.
look after me when I retire one day.
The next generation of superstars happening right now at John Graham. Ladies and gents, they have one of them is a provincial gymnast, Zoe Hendricks. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning.
The other, a judo champion. You don't want to mess with Cyan Williams. She will throw you over her shoulder and bring you to the ground. Morning, girls. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. And you?
Good. All right, Cyan, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about your school. What do you love about the school?
What I love about John Graham is the academics and the sports they offer.
Yeah. You've got a nice mix of everything here. It seems that when I was chatting to your principal, it was quite important that everyone, if you love sport, you've got to love your academics as well. It's got to be a nice balance of both of those things. And I think that they've got it right here at the school.
Yes,
do you agree?
Sir.
Yeah. So what grade are you in?
I'm in grade 7.
So where to next? Have you decided yet?
Probably Normies.
Oh, my word. Another school that's been around also for almost 100 years.
Yes, sir.
This year already it's like now April. So maybe Zoe, I'll ask you, how's this year been for you so far? Good.
It's been good. It's difficult, yeah. But it's good.
Also grade 7?
No, grade 6.
Grade 6. So you have got... This is like almost the year because, you know, you got after this year, then you are like the seniors in the school and then you've got to kind of, lead the way.
Yes.
How's gymnastics been? Gymnastics is a huge sport, not only in South Africa, but in the world. When was the last time you competed?
So I actually competed in April.
Okay.
That was the 4th of April.
All right. That was a couple of days ago. Do you get a break or is there another competition happening soon?
It's a break and then a competition.
All right. Now, gymnastics, like judo, very tough discipline. I mean, you are literally penalized for the smallest of things. How often do you both train? Maybe, Sian, you want to tell us first how many hours a day?
I train for one hour a day, Mondays and Wednesdays.
It's a lot of training. And you, Zoe?
So I train on a Tuesday, Friday and a Saturday. And I train 2 hours every day.
A lot of serious training being done here by the kids. I love it.
Good morning, Uncle Riot. My name is Sky McLean and I am 10 years old. I attend John Graham Primary School. I am in grade 4J in Mrs. Alexandra's class. And did you know that I attend the best school? Mm-hmm. Have a good day at John Graham.
One more amazing learner from John Graham. Morning!
Hi, my name is Leah Lewis. I attend John Graham Primary. Thank you, Smiley Film, for coming to our school, but I really have to run back to class.
Awesome. Thank you very much, John Graham, to the principal, to all the amazing teachers.
My name is John Graham!
John Graham!
Cool. We are changing!
We are changing! We are changing! We are changing!
In the morning. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile 90.4 FM.